6 o'clock to 7 o'clock. I'm going to be having high artists all kind of people, all kind of situations, all kind of everything. So won't you just call on in, give your opinion, and it's on from there. You know what I'm saying? I just want to let the people know some about me. You know, I'm forever the realest. I was formerly known as Thug Miss, you know what I'm saying? But I had to change all that, you know, and it's all good. Everything's going and flowing. You know, I'm doing my own little label, TME, Thug Miss Entertainment, you know, and we're doing it like that. I am so blessed to have this opportunity here with Trey Love, you know what I'm saying, on Trey Love Radio, having every Monday to do what I got to do, you dig? You know, so the topic for today will be respect. You know, I just want to know your views, what you guys think, and your opinions and everything. And also, I'm going to have Case in the building. Case is an artist, you know, he is doing big things, you know, and you guys will have an opportunity to call on in and chop it up with Case. You feel me? But I just want you guys to know, always put God first, and I'm going to hit you up with a little reminder. You know, let Kanye West put it on out there, little bit of old school. All right, here we go with it.
Yeah. We at war. We at war with terrorism, racism, but most of all, we at war with ourselves. God, show me the way because the devil's trying to break me down. Midwest is young and restless, restless.
Nigga.
Might snatch your necklace, the next thing might jack your Lexus. Somebody tell me who Kanye West is. I walk through the valley of the shadow where death is. Top floor, if you alone, I leave you breathless. Try to catch it, kinda hard getting choked by the Texas. Yeah, yeah, I check the message. Asking us questions, harassing, arresting. Saying we eat pieces of shit like you for breakfast, huh? Y'all eat pieces of shit? What's the basis? We ain't going nowhere but got suits and cases. A trunk full of coke, rental car from Avis. My mama used to say only Jesus could save us. Well, mama, I know I act a fool, but I'll be gone till November, I got packs to move. I hope God show me the way because the devil's trying to break me down. The only thing that I pray is that my feet don't fail me now. And I don't think there's nothing I could do now to right my wrong. I wanna talk to God, but I'm afraid cause we ain't focused so long. God show me the way because the devil's trying to break me down. The only thing that I pray is that my feet don't fail me now.
Always put God first. If it wasn't for Jesus Christ, none of this would be possible. I always thank him every day for all my blessings and my trials and tribulations, you know? Yes, I am very excited to say that Trey Love is a very talented comedian. He's just a very talented person, just period. And I'm very honored to say that he's going to be hitting it off for 2012. He's coming out with a hot album that you cannot miss out on. It's going to be under TME, Thug Miss Entertainment, and he's doing it big. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to just let you, you know, I'm going to let Trey Love come on and, you know, say a little something about what's coming and what's up and coming and what's going on in his schedule and his plans and everything that's going on. So what's up, Trey?
Hey, what's up, everybody, man? It's the one and only Trey Love, the Playboy of Comedy. I want to first of all say it's an honor and pleasure to have a brand new radio personality on Trey Love Radio. Y'all hear her live, Forever Thug Miss, man. Her show is going to be like the hottest show on Trey Love Radio. It's Forever Topics, man. It's going to be all the way live. Y'all see how Trey Love is doing it prior to having her on. We're going to have special guests. We're going to have drops. We're going to have commercials. We're going to promote shows. There's going to be so much going on. Speaking of shows, let me just tell you everybody what's happening. October 29th, 2011, 431 West 7th Street. Make sure y'all come out. It's going to be the masquerade slash costume ball, and it's going to be cash prizes given for the best costume. If you need tickets, see myself, facebook.com/artisticallytreylove or facebook.com/comediantreylove. The other thing I got going on, y'all, I have a play I'm going to be in. It's going to be starting in November. It's called The Dancing Siamese Triplets. It's going to be pretty much a lot of dates in the month of November. I'll get back to you on that. And as you heard from the lady on the line, my main producer, yes, y'all, Trey Love will be dropping an official album. And just to go and show you how God works, she on my radio, and I'm signed to her label. So play with it, man. We're going to be doing it real big. And I'm dropping a DVD next year. So, y'all, 2012, the boy going to be busy, man, and that's church.
Definitely. Well, you know, it's definitely going to be on Trey, so just look forward to that. I mean, shows, videos, everything. You know, people, don't miss out on it. Keep up with us on Twitter, Facebook. You know, we out here. We doing it. So we need your support. You know, we just need your love, and that's what makes it all possible, you know. But right now, I do want to bless the people with I'm a Rock Her by Trey Love, the great. So let's listen up. You there? You ready for that, Trey?
Man, go on and blaze that track for them, cuz.
I don't think they're ready, though. But you know what? I'm about to play it anyway. Here we go. I'm a Rocker by Trey Love.
L.A. Vegas Connect, baby.
LA Vegas Connect, you heard me?
I'm gonna rock.
Hit works in the same minute.
I'm gonna rock.
Hear what? Trey Love hot single dropping right now, y'all. I'ma rock her. Yeah. We gonna take this all the way to the bank, baby. This the one, baby. This the one. To all the ladies out there, I'm gonna do one at a time.
I'm gonna rock her.
Take it home, baby.
Yes, yes, that's Trey Love. I'm a rock her. Platinum, bomb, explosive. I love it. I love it because, you know, Trey Love is a comedian and he's branching over to this rap game and he's mastering it. You know what I'm saying? And I'm loving it in the song. So, like I said, look out for my boy Trey Love under Thug Miss Entertainment. We bringing it for 2012. It's going down. You know, so Forever Hot Topics is on, and the topic for today will be respect. Now, respect from a white man's point of view means admiring someone or something elicited by their abilities, qualities, or achievements. You know, and it's a big thing because in everyday life, you know, you're working hard, you're sweating, you're putting in your time, and you're going through what you need to go through to become the person that you are today. And when people disrespect you as a person, you know, it could be upsetting. Like, you know what I'm saying? It could be disappointing. But at the same time, people need to understand out here that respect is a major factor. If everybody had respect for one another, the world would be a better place. Now, I know that they'd be talking about, well, it takes respect to get it back. You know, I agree. You know what I'm saying? Because there's plenty of times when, you know, people disrespect me and then I come at them foul or whatever. But the number one goal is having respect for yourself. So it don't matter who disrespects you. It's best to just walk away, hold your head up like the boss hog that you are, and just keep it pushing. So that's the topic. You know, I just would love for you to call on in, 310-861-2317. Give your opinion. We're going to have Case in the building. Y'all going to be able to talk to him. Ask him any questions you want to ask him. You know what I'm saying? And it's just all like that. But we on this new West Coast movement. I'm so excited because, you know, it ain't a lot of females from the West Coast that's, you know, getting it in. And your girl right here is getting it in. And like I said before, it just takes the love from the people, respect, support, and it's all good. Like, just basically, that's just what I see. You know, but one person that I really look up to, even though he's dead, he's not gone, he's always going to be a legend, you know. I always, if forever, will have love for Tupac, you know what I'm saying? And life will bring you so many different, you know, obstacles, but it's best to stay strong. Like I said before, respect yourself, respect others, and hey, this is going to be just like that. So I'm going to bless y'all with Tupac. That's the way it is. Always keep Tupac in your heart. He's a legend. He paved the way for us. That's my life. You know, if it wasn't for Tupac, you know, I don't even think it would be a forever. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm loving some Tupac. Hope y'all feel the same. Listen in.
No changes. Wake up in the morning and I ask myself, is life worth living? Should I blast myself? I'm tired of being poor and even worse, I'm black. My stomach hurts, so I'm looking for a person snatch. Cops give a damn about a need, bro. Pull a trigger, kill a nigga, he's a heat, bro. Get a track, send a kid through the hell, cares. One less hungry mouth on the welfare. First ship him, don't let him kill a brother. Give him guns, step back, watch them kill each other. It's time to fight back, that's what Huey said. Two shots in the dark, now Huey's dead. I got love for my brother, but we can never go nowhere unless we share with each other. We gotta start making changes. Learn to see me as a brother instead of two distant strangers. And that's how it's supposed to be. How can the devil take a brother if he's close to me? I let it go back to when we played as kids and then changed. That's the way it is. Come on, come on.
That's just the way it is. Will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
Damn, yeah.
Oh, come on. Oh, come on. That's just the way it is.
Tupac was like, you know, we ain't ready for a black president, and how Obama is, you know, running it and doing it in America. I know he's just like flipping over in his grave right now. But since we on the topic of respect, you know, I got to give give much respect and, you know, honor Tupac Shakur. You know, he paved the way for a lot of people at the West Coast. And you know your girl is representing the West Coast. So, hey, I got to do what I got to do and just give it up to him at all times. You know what I'm saying? Especially for my first show, you know, I got to get it in with my nizzle bizzle. But since we're talking about respect, you know, I know a lot of people like lose respect for their parents. You know what I'm saying? But you only have one mother. You only have one father. You wasn't able to choose who your parents were. I mean, I'm sure if we could choose who our parents were, you know, hey, but we can't. So for that reason, you know, accept it. It is what it is. You only have one set of parents. Respect them at all times, regardless of who they are, where they came from, and why they're the way they are. Give it up. My nigga Tupac, dear mama.
You all appreciate it. When I was young, me and my mama had beef. 17 years old, kicked out on the street. Though back at the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place. Suspended from school, scared to go home. I was the fool with the big boys breaking all the rules. Shed tears with my baby sister. Over the years, we was poor than other little kids. And even though we had
had different daddies. The same drama when things went wrong, we blame mama. I reminisce on the stress I caused. It was hell, hugging on my mama from a jail cell. And who thinking elementary? Hey, I see the penitentiary one day, running from the police. That's right. Mama catch me, put a whoop into my backside. And even as a crack fiend, mama, you always was a black queen. Mama, I finally understand, for a woman it ain't easy trying to raise a man. You always was committed, a poor single mother on welfare. Tell me how you did it, there's no way I can pay you back. But the plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it. Mama,
place no one above you.
You all appreciate it.
Don't you know we love you?
There ain't nobody tell us it was fair. No love for my daddy, cause the coward wasn't there. He passed away and I didn't cry, cause my anger wouldn't let me feel for a stranger. They say I'm wrong and I'm heartless, but all along I was looking for a father, he was gone. I hung around with the thugs, and even though they sold drugs, they showed a young brother love. I moved out, started really hanging. I needed money of my own, so I started slanging. I ain't guilty, cause even though I sell rocks, it feels good putting money in your mailbox. I love paying rent when the rent's due. I hope you got the diamond necklace that I sent to you. Cause when I was low, you was there for me. You never left me alone because you cared for me. And I can see you coming home after work late. You're in the kitchen trying to fix us a hot plate. You're just working with the scraps you was given. And mama made miracles every Thanksgiving. But now the road got rough, you're alone. Trying to raise two bad kids on your own. And there's no way I can pay you back. But my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Don't you know we love you?
And dear mama,
place no one above you.
You all appreciate it.
Don't you know we love you?
Pour out some liquor and I reminisce. Cause through the drama, I can always depend on my mama. And when it seems that I'm hopeless, you say the words that can get me back in focus. When I was sick as a little kid, to keep me happy, there's no limit to the things you did. And all my childhood memories are full of all the sweet things you did for me. And even though I act crazy, I gotta thank the Lord that you made me. There are no words that can express how I feel. You never kept a secret, always stayed real. And I appreciate how you raised me and all the extra love that you gave me. I wish I could take the pain away. If you can make it through the night, there's a brighter day. Everything will be alright if you hold on. It's a struggle every day, gotta roll on. And there's no way I can pay you back. But my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Don't you know we love you?
Dear mama,
Tupac, dear mama, always keep Tupac in your heart. You know what I'm saying? Pave the way for the West Coast. I am so excited. Speaking about the West Coast, I got my boy Case. You know what I'm saying? He's in. You know what I'm saying? He's here. He's an artist. And, you know, we're about to see what's going on with Case. So, what's up, Case? What it do?
What's up with you forever? How you doing, ma?
I'm good. I'm good. You know what I'm saying? I was just, you know, sitting here just thinking about, like, you know, us upcoming artists and, you know, what can you tell the people out here about just staying focused and doing what you need to do to get where you need to be?
Well, really, you know, people got to know that it's hard out here for entertainers, period, you know what I mean? So you just got to stay focused and believe in yourself and, you know what I mean, don't let nobody tell you no. Keep on working hard, hard work pay off, you know what I mean?
Definitely, definitely. So why don't you go ahead and tell the listeners where you're from and who you are and what's going on with Case?
Well, you know, so everybody can know me, my name is Case, a.k.a. one of the greats, you know what I mean, from Los Angeles County, you know what I'm saying? I got a lot of good up and coming stuff coming up, you know what I mean, as far as the album, the mixtape. First of all, we're going to start off on the mixtape. That one's going to be done actually it's halfway done already. Just trying to come with a nice name for it, something that's going to get the people's attention, you know what I mean? So that should be done, like, no later than the end of November. Y'all be able to go pick that up at pimp.com or other mixtape outlets, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
man,
that's
that
one
sounds
of them.
Perfect.
You know what I mean? That's one of them, you know what I mean? I got my boy Tash from the Licks going to be on there. Got E. Swift, you know what I mean, from the Alcoholics. Got one of his tracks on there. Got my man Caviar, Kennedy and T on there. You know what I'm saying? My boy Bad News, North, East, West, and South. You know what I'm saying? We just trying to make it hot. You know what I'm saying? Forever go be on it. You know what I mean?
Yay.
My man Act the Fool. So we just about to turn it up.
Well, that's what's
you know what I mean? So after that, then, you know, the album going to come out. Right now I'm taking the album slow because I want it to be professionally done. I don't want no half-ass album. I want things that people are going to listen to, quality. And I also want, you know what I mean, somebody to listen to my stuff, so I'm not going to push it fast and just do it sloppy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It needs to be
professionally
done.
Yeah, it's best to take time and do what you got to do. You know what I'm saying? So you can get it out like how you want to. So, you know,
exactly.
Damn, that makes perfect sense to me, you
so
know, especially as an artist. So I hear you.
That's going to be done by the end of the year. Y'all check that out, you know what I mean? And also, next to that, I got the magazine coming out, independent magazine from a West Coast dude. The reason why I'm pushing the magazine is because a lot of West Coast artists don't have no outlet to get out there, you know what I mean? It's an East Coast-based industry, you know what I'm saying? So it's like I'm about to create an outlet for all of our West Coast artists and West Coast talents who never had the opportunity to shine. They're going to be able to shine this time, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you know, it's that new West movement. You know, we building it up. We coming in all this new, fresh talent. You got people out here ain't on that gangbanging tip, on some real, true-to-life situations, things that's going on, I'm sure, that everybody could relate to. So I'm on it. Like, I feel you, and I applaud you. I think you're doing an excellent job, and, you know, keep it up. And I was just wondering, like, what made you want to pursue this career? Like, I know they say this is a dog-eat-dog career. It's shady up in this business sometimes. So, like, what's keeping you motivated, and what made you want to pursue this?
Well, what's keeping me motivated is what I hear on the radio today. That's what's motivating me. If y'all could do songs like that, then my little daughter could do a song better than y'all little niggas, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So my motivation right now is it got better than before, you know what I mean? Because at first I was motivated just off the strength of hip-hop, just loving the music and just, you know what I mean, doing it for the feel of hip-hop by itself, you know what I mean? But now my motivation is what keep me going is that when I listen to the radio, I can't listen to the radio. I might as well just go listen to some old school stuff because it sounds better anyway. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I definitely agree there.
So my motivation is if y'all could do that song, then I could do my song too then because it'll sound better anyway. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like every song I hear nowadays, not to slander anybody, you know what I mean, our artistic view, but it's not a lot of people really doing art nowadays. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like back in the day, the motivation was the art in itself. That was the motivation, to paint a picture. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like nowadays people are just dancing, snapping their hands, snapping their fingers, snapping their feet. Like, wait a minute, that wasn't a part of hip-hop a couple of years ago.
Yeah, I agree.
So my motivation is smashing these little turkeys and getting on with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
These niggas can't rap nowadays. You feel me?
Yeah, okay.
There is no real rappers nowadays. Put it that way.
But you know what? There are some real rappers that's out there, Case. It's just that, you know, these labels are not picking them up because they're not commercial, because they're not talking about you know, this bull that's going on nowadays. That's pretty much what's going on, because I know I ran into a lot of West Coast, South.
Okay,
East,
well, I'll take that back. You're right. It is a couple of artists out here, a handful.
They just said they won't give them a chance.
I'm bringing a magazine so y'all can see who the handful is, you know?
Hello, I can dig it.
You know what I mean?
Got
so
someone
here. I'll take that back. You know, it is a handful of good people.
It is,
you know what
it
I mean?
Is. Yeah, but I have someone, you know, who want to talk to you, you know, ask you a couple of questions, you know what I'm saying? Trey Love in the building, and he going to holler at you.
Let's do
it.
You
know, we're going to go from there. So what's up, Trey? You on?
Hey, what's happening? Yeah, this your boy, Trey Love, man. Okay, first of all, welcome to Trey Love Radio, man. I would just want to send a heartfelt and sincere welcome to the station. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm talking about, Trey Love. Appreciate it, man.
Oh, man, that's it. But I just want to say, man, flat out, like, where you coming from as a rap artist, as an entertainer, because, you know, someone such as myself, not to be braggadocious, you know, but the Heavenly Father blessed me with so much because I'm acting, rapping, telling jokes, you know what I mean? And you can catch me rapping. Christmas, Macy's, I'm going to be rapping the whole Christmas season, so y'all ain't got to worry about catching me rapping, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to be on there.
Word up.
Doing my thing. But, yeah, like, I just want to kind of tag on what you said about listening to the radio, and I really appreciate Forever's question of you, you know, what keeps you motivated, because after many years in this industry, and I'm going to say over 10, it is a dog-eat-dog business, and it's very insulting when you know that you've got talent, charisma, and you've been places and you've done things, and just because you don't, like, I'm going to just give you an example, someone such as a Nelly. Nelly has branded and established himself as an artist, so, you know, you don't get people up to Nelly saying, hey, when the next time your album coming out, or are you still rapping? So, you know, when people come up to me and they saw me on Comic View, you've seen me in films, commercials, you've seen my credibility in my work, and have the audacity to ask me, am I still doing comedy? And I'm going to just, or am I still doing this and that? And I'm going to put it flat out. Still doing it, and what my motivation is it don't take no one to tell me how good I am. The Heavenly Father himself
exactly.
And me look in the mirror and even listening back to myself, I know the gift that I got. So regardless of what one of naysayers may have, if someone such as that has taken the time out of her life to assist me to bring my dream of bringing music to people. So, again, I just want to thank her for that. And just like I said, to comment on what you said, bro, you got to really have some grit. To not only get in this business, because anybody, in my opinion, anybody can make it and have a one-hit wonder, but who's going to be here? Let me see what you're going to be in 5 years. Who really going to be
here
in 5 years?
You
know who's going to be here in 10 years? Let's see what you're going to be doing in 5 to 10 years instead of
if this is your dream and this is your passion, you'll be around 10 years later.
That's all I'm saying. Real talk.
My boy, Trey Love, I got you, man.
For real, family, and that's church.
Got a lot on you, bro?
Hello?
Yeah, yeah.
What you
was going to talk about Trey Love. I like that.
Yeah.
All right.
Come from the heart with mine,
bro. Huh?
I said, I was just telling Casey, I come from the heart with mine, you know?
Yeah, it's real people everywhere, you know what I mean? It's real people all over the place, man. Trey Love is one of them. You know what I mean?
Man, that's church, boy. You got my heart beating fast. I appreciate it. Hey, look, man, we didn't get your music this time. She was telling me we didn't get your music uploaded. You got to send it over.
Yeah, we didn't get my music uploaded. But I got some new shit for y'all. I got some new shit for y'all anyway, so it's like, it's really nothing, though. You know what I mean?
Got you. Can you bust a little freestyle for us real quick?
Yeah, I could do that. You know what I mean? I could do that. That's really nothing.
Something.
You hear something? Acapella.
Run.
Hey, yo, black male, high demand, just like a crack sale. Going hard for mines, money, and make the past jail. So I got my bread right, then I made a vision board. Daughter face, fly crib, nigga, 3 million more. Bentley Azure, showroom floor, that dream board came to life, I scored. No job, poor little nigga, making rap money off tour. I do a show every week like chores. I'm on. Back in that mozzy, bad Puerto Rican mommy, rockets all in her purse, you can call the girl Johnny, I balls, Martin, just call me Tommy, put bread on your body, niggas think your name salami, while I chill with my Rican and she wanna play, I'm eating salmon, cookbook by Rachel Ray, we drinking Ace of Spades, we watch the Laker game, Laker lost to Dallas, million gonna change, you know, a little freestyle, some shit, you know what I mean?
Man. All right, you sitting there five. Okay. Hey, Forever.
Yeah.
Can I bust this for
him? What it do? Huh?
Can I bust a little bit for him? Because he got me hyped up.
Man, you know, Trey's got the mad spitters, man. Every time this nigga be coming off, man, I just get so motherfucking excited. I can't wait to hear his new shit and the shit that he's going to be coming out with.
Hear it.
Man, this
y'all
is all
hear it. I'm
hot.
Doing it for y'all. You know what I mean? Y'all the ones I'm doing it for. You feel me?
Yes, sir.
Y'all the ones that believe in me. Everybody that believe in me, it's for y'all. We're going to all party together. You know what I mean? There is no me without y'all. You know what I mean?
Hello.
You know what, brother? That's what's going to make it is the people. That's one thing I learned in this game. You can't make it without the people, man, without the network. Hey, Forever, can I kick a little verse? Because, see, once you know the cypher get it going, you know Trey Love want to get in that thing. Can I give him a little something?
Man, you know how I get down. You know what I'm saying? Man, lyrics is always welcome. I love me some bars, you know, and I know you got them. So go ahead and bless the people with the talent that you have.
Here it is, y'all. This is the song we just recorded. We ain't even going to drop the single. I'm going to just lace and let y'all hear the lyrical content.
Let me find out what's going on.
Yeah, for real. It takes a lot of woman to be with me. She got to know how to ride and get me good and plenty. That means all don't stall because the pimple will never fall. Play it, slow it down so our love can grow. From the gigolo, I can't let my heart show. Will I... to never know. The shell to my rock, the shoot of my sock, the bullets in my Glock. Oh, my God, what you did to my cock. Like when we talk, we share souls. You decided to stay because you was good as gold. More than a want, you became a need. Any urge you got out of feed, you thought enough for me to bear my seed. More than a lady, she having my baby. Haters coming correct.
Woo.
They feel my 380. Tested, tried, and true. For the love of me and for the love of you, I do what I gotta do to keep us tight and keep us right. I fuck all day and I fuck all night. And if it goes down, I put up a fight. Look you in your eyes and say I do. Have your girls on the side like, look at you. Trey loving good. I keep them coming to be with me. It take a whole lot of woman.
Yeah, okay. Trey Way Love. Okay.
Some of them bars out there like that. You know, we got Chase. We got Trey Love. We doing it right now on this wonderful person of a Monday. This is.
All right, let me give him one more since he turned me up like that. You know what I'm saying?
But you know what, Chase? Man, it's going to be a lot of times, you know, a lot of opportunities for you to show your talent, for you to show your music, for you to show your face. You know what I'm saying? But right now, I have other callers in. Other callers who's interested in who Chase is. Callers who's interested in respect, which is the topic of the day. And of course, I want to say thank you to Trey Love. You are a straight up blessing. You are always in my prayers. You're always in my heart. And I thank you again. Blessings to Trey.
Trey Love, got you, my dude.
For sure, family.
All right, so the topic is respect, Case. R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Find out what it means to me. It is.
Yeah.
My nigga Case, you know, earlier in the show I explained what my views are, I explained what the white man's views is, you know what I'm saying, on the whole little, you know, respect thing, you dig? So I just want you to tell the people, what is respect to you, and is it important to you? And if it is, how important? I just want the people to know your views on respect.
Well, respect, that's a good issue and a good topic. Respect is highly important to me, just for the simple fact is that you need respect to get anywhere, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, you know what I'm saying, to get respect, you got to earn respect. You got to make people respect you. People ain't just going to say, oh, I respect him because that's him. You know what I mean? So you got to get your respect out here. You know what I mean? So that means you got to do whatever you got to do as an individual to get that. You know what I mean? It's just like a trust issue. It's like if you want somebody to trust you, you got to make this individual or this committee of people trust you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like the same thing with respect to me. You know what I mean? You got to earn that respect. And, yes, it's one of the biggest issues, if you ask me. You know what I mean?
That's why it's the topic of my first show, especially dealing with women. Because, I mean, men too, of course, but I know, you know, it's to the point where it's like, oh, if you're big on respect, that's like a gang-banging, thuggish mentality. That's what I hear a lot. I mean, what do you think about that?
Well, you know what I mean? Coming from the city of California, it's a lot of gang-bangers and shit. But the whole thing on that aspect is, that's how that individual, that person was brought up. So they view their respect as they got to be in the streets, or they got to put in this work to get that type of respect. You know what I mean? Which that's understandable. That's the lifestyle you grew up in. You know what I mean? Whereas me, you know what I mean? I got family members that's gangbangers and everything, though. You know what I'm saying? But it's like they taught me different. It's like you don't got to get your respect this way. You know what I mean? Because the streets don't respect nothing. You feel me? So it's like, you know what I mean? You don't got to get your respect by shooting motherfuckers because all you doing is helping the white man out. You know what I mean?
Right. Respect comes from me. Okay. You know what? The service is breaking up, bruh. You know what I'm saying? You know, technical difficulties. You know, these things happen. You know what I'm saying? And it's all good. But you know, there's a hot female artist in the game right now. Of course, you know, you heard of her, Nicki Minaj. You know what I'm saying? And she's very animated to me and very, you know, opposite from what I am. But it is a song of hers that I do admire. And I'm going to bless you. Here we go.
Fly with the stars in the skies. I am no longer trying to survive. I believe that life is a prize, but to live doesn't mean you're alive. Don't worry about me and who I fire. I get what I desire, it's my empire. And yes, I call the shots, I am the umpire. I sprinkle holy water upon the vampire. In this very moment, I'm king. In this very moment, I slay Goliath with a sling. This very moment, I bring, put it on everything. That I will retire with the ring, and I will retire with the crown. Yes, no, I'm not lucky, I'm blessed. Yes, clap for the heavyweight champ, me. But I couldn't do it all alone. We, Young Money raised me, grew up out in Paisley, Southside Jamaica, Queens, and it's crazy. Cause I'm still hood, Hollywood couldn't change me. Shout out to my haters, sorry that you couldn't faze me. Ain't being cocky, we just vindicated. Best believe that when we done, this moment will be syndicated. I don't know, this night just remind me of everything they deprived me of. Put your drinks up. It's a celebration every time we link up. We done did everything they could think of. Greatness is what we wanna bring up.
That I can have this moment for life. For life. For life. Moment I just feel so alive. 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 And I can have this moment for life. For life. For life. This is my moment. I just feel so alive. Alive. Alive.
What I tell them hoes. Drop down to your knees. Young Money, the mafia, that's where the love sees. I'm in the Dominican, Big Papi Ortiz. Doing target practice, all these bitches just aiming the police. Shout out to the CEO, 500 degrees. Shout out to the OVO, Red Wings and Fatigues. Ah, niggas wanna be friends, how coincidental. This supposed to be our year, we ain't get the memo. A young king, pay me a gold. 40 got a bunch of weed, he ain't even roll. These niggas be dropping tones, they ain't even cold. Weezy on top and that nigga ain't even home yet. Yeah, be very afraid. These other rappers getting bodied and carried away. Fucking me and Nicki, they getting married today. And now you bitches that be hating can catch a bouquet. Ooh, yeah, you a star in my eyes. You and all them white girls, party of five. Are we drinking a little more? I can hardly decide. I can't believe we really made it. I'm partly surprised. I swear, damn, this one for the books, man. I swear this shit is as fun as it looks, man. I'm really trying to make it more than what it is. Cause everybody dies, but not everybody lives.
Have this moment for life. For life. For life. In this moment I just feel so alive. 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 That I can have this moment for life. For life. For life. This is my moment.
deed, indeed, indeed. It is time. It's time for Forever the Realest. It's time for the West Coast Movement. It's just time to get it in, time to be famous, time to make money, and time to change lives with our music, our message. It's just on. So Case got disconnected. He's back in the building, a West Coast hot artist, coming out with his magazine soon. His album going to be out in December, around December, November. So why don't you check out my boy, you know. But right now, I got my girl Janae, and the topic is respect. So, Janae, I'm just wondering, like, you know what I'm saying? First, you know, tell people who you are, what you do, and I want to know your views on respect. And if you have any, you know, questions for Case, any questions for Forever, Trey Love, we here, girl. You know, so speak your mind, dawg.
Hey, what's up? How y'all doing? This is Janae representing Dime Management. That's Define Image Management Entertainment. So on the line, how y'all doing tonight?
We smoke.
Man, you know, I'm feeling lovely. I'm lovely. Well, you know, I feel blessed right now. I got my peoples in. My peoples is here. And I'm feeling great. You know what I'm saying? I'm sipping on my glass of Moscato. And I'm just, you know, I'm feeling lovely.
Okay. So,
you know.
Go ahead.
So the topic is respect, Janae. So what's your opinions about respect? And I have Case on, so you can hear my bruh. He on right now. We can just collide right now and talk about the topic of the day. I just want to hear from Janae. Like, what is your views on respect? And as a woman, as a businesswoman, you know, I just want to know your views on that.
Well,
yeah, what's your views on that?
My views on that, as far as this industry is concerned and being a woman, it is a little bit harder to get respect. Now, you could get what you want, but sometimes you can't get the respect with it. So, you know, us as women have to work harder. I think Forever could attest to that with me, you know, but
Amen.
You got to be on your game and on your P's and Q's and still act professional all in the same hour, you know. I think it's very important to let people know that you need to be respected without coming off too harsh. It's all about the business. It's all about the money. It's all about the fans. And then everything else come into play, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
But, you know, it can be hard. It can be hard, but it's an ability that can be attained. And I think everybody does need respect. The people who have worked so hard to get to where they're going, you know, this industry is not just you wake up one day and all of a sudden you're selling, you know, platinum or whatever. You know, a lot of hard work is put into that, and that in itself deserves respect. I respect everybody who's in this game that is really in this game. Like, you know, music is what they're really feeling on, you know, because there's a lot of people out there that don't respect the game. You know, it's just something to do, something just to play around with, and that's not, I don't like that. That's not hot. But then you have those people out there that every single day they're in the studio, every single day they're out on the streets, just always working, always trying to get the fan base, and those are the people whom I respect. And, you know, we out there doing that same thing, and you give it and you get it. You know, it's like a tit-for-tat thing. You respect me, I respect you. We all got to gain that respect. You're giving a little bit at first, but then you got to gain the rest in this industry. It's all about how much you put into it. You only get what you only receive what you get. And your outcome, your success is only is what you make it. So respect is very
important.
All of that.
I mean, I hear you, you know, and that's from a woman, you know what I'm saying? And I love the different views we have here, you know, give people different views and different opinions and, you know, see where others is coming from, you know what I'm saying? Do you have any questions for Case or for me?
So how you feel about it, though, Miss Forever the Realist? How do you feel? How do you deal with the issues of trying to become respected and respecting the industry?
I mean, well, you know, I to me, respect is number one. You know, there are times when people disrespect me and I'd be cool and be able to walk away. But then there are times when, you know, I to bite back, and that's only because of my expectations. And I know it's a book called No Expectations of a Greater Life and stuff like that, but me, like you said, working hard, doing what you got to do to get where you got to go, I feel like respect is just major. You know, it's just something that's dear to me. And when you, you know, when you're working hard, you do have expectations. So it's hard to not have expectations for motherfuckers. Like, you know, like, respect me. I'm forever the, you know, the realest. I'm putting in work. I'm a boss. Like, you know, just that's just sometimes how my mentality could be. You did.
Yeah,
I can
dig
it. That's just what I see. That's just how
about
I see the situation.
What about you, Mr. Case? You say you had his magazine coming out. I liked what I heard about how you trying to, you know, help people come up. That's, you know, the type of business I'm in. So how do you incorporate that, you know, with all the shady stuff that's going on? How do you keep that dynamic of respect and how you're going to show that through your magazine? You know, I'm waiting for this to come out. I've been waiting for a minute for this magazine to come out.
I know. It's finally done. Let me get two Swisher Sweets. Okay, yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Well, basically, you know, what you were saying is that I respect everybody until you break the code, you know what I mean? So off top, you're going to get my respect anyway, you know what I mean? So with the magazine, it's going to be no disrespectful issues towards nobody. We're not slandering nobody, you know what I mean? So it's going to be uplifted towards, because, oh, another thing I'll do with the magazine is that instead of having, like, a beauty of the month, like, dime pieces and shit, my beauty of the month going to be, like, elderly folks, handicapped people, you know what I'm saying? Shit like that, kids and shit, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. Yes, and that, you know what, I'm all about change. I'm all about the kids. I'm all about, you know, us being united, you know, and us, you know, just giving a light to every aspect of life, from how you said, I love the idea of you, you know, having, you know, kids or handicapped, you know, the whole shebang, because it's needed.
Right.
It's needed. And that's what hip hop is. Hip hop is life. You know, we got to keep it real, keep hip hop alive, and just do it like that. So I'm also excited about the magazine.
Yeah.
It's going to be hot. What's the name of it? What, do you know the name of the magazine? What's the name
of the magazine?
Yeah, the name of the
magazine.
What is it? Say it again.
It's going to be politics.
It's,
you know what I mean? So
politics.
I already got my shit patented. Whichever of y'all motherfuckers trying to steal my shit, I already own it. So, you know what I mean? Let's do it.
So y'all heard that Politics Magazine is coming out. You know what I'm saying? It was a blessing. My first night. Tune in every Monday. The Ever Hot Topic. You know what I'm saying? There's going to be all kind of different topics, you know, throughout the week. And, you know, what's ahead is going to be unreal. You know what I'm saying? It was a blessing to have my boy Case in the building. And, Chase, do you have any last words? You know, because the show is about to come to an end. And it's very sad but true. And there's always going to be another Monday for you to tune in to Blog Talk Radio, Trey Love Radio. And it's going down. My boy Trey Love, he's going to have it cracking tomorrow, Twitter Me Tuesdays. And it's going to be on just like that.
Just like that,
so,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
well, you know what I mean?
So
my last words is,
let's
get this money.
Let's get this money. That's the really,
you know what
shit
and
I baby, always.
You keep doing your due, you know what I'm saying? We're going to make it happen. You know
okay,
what I mean?
Well,
Jennifer,
definitely.
Appreciate your call calling in. Much respect to you, Ma, you know what I mean? Respect everybody until they break the code, you know what I mean?
For real. Well, you know what, Case? I want to thank you 1,000 times in one. I really appreciate you calling in and blessing the folks with what you have to say and everything, and I'll be looking forward to, you know, having you on my show again, having your music, you know what I'm saying, and it's just like that. So the show is coming to an end, Case, and again, I would like to thank you again, my brother.
Yeah, it's nothing, you know what I mean?
All right. Well, I holla. Yes, and that's just about it. You know what I'm saying? The show is winding down. Forever the realest. Mondays, Hot Topics. Tune in. Tell a friend. Call in. 310-861-2317. We're getting it in. Look me up on Facebook, Twitter. You could Google your girl, Forever the Realest, FAEVER, the Realest. It's been a blessing, folks. Y'all have a wonderful night, and God bless.